very happy. I'm proud to have been recognized for the good that I've done in the DRC. And I'm very happy to be receiving this award. I'm ecstatic.
You've won this UN Military Gender Advocate Award by developing a mission-wide SMS campaign, which is a short message service campaign, on conflict-related sexual violence. What exactly did this campaign entail?
When I came up with this idea was to broaden the distributing of key messages, to say that women have a chance to report gender-based violences, sexual abuses, and you have your cell phone, you receive these messages, it gives you hope to say that, okay, somebody is looking, somebody understands what I'm going through, and with the contact details, who to call, where to report these violences.
And in estimation, how many women do you think it may reach?
Lots and lots. It depends. And it's not, I have to emphasize, it's not only specifically targeting women, it's also targeting the men, to say that sexual violence, specifically in armed conflict areas, is a crime.
What has been some of the most horrific experiences that you've experienced as a peacekeeper on mission in DRC?
There was a time that I went to Beni. It is in the eastern DRC. I was part of the joint evidence gathering team. And there was a massacre that was committed by this armed group. To be shown the pictures while gathering this evidence and seeing the bodies of women, men and children being killed so brutally, it was very bad.
On a more personal level, how did you become involved in the army?
I had a humble beginning. I grew up from a single mother. There's four of us at home. I'm the firstborn. And, coming from a small village, I've always had ambitions and, aspirations. And I stayed home for 1 year. I used to love dancing and karate. I was very good at it. And an opportunity came, and I was informed by my aunt one day that, there's interviews for the military. And everybody knew I would join the army. And I've loved it ever since. I also encourage my siblings to say that, it does not matter whether you're a man or a woman, you can be whatever you want. And everybody has called me Rambolina, that I like all this strong masculine thing. I embrace it, and I mean, I'm a feminist. I just go and do what I have to do.
As a woman in peacekeeping forces, what are some of the obstacles that you faced based on your gender?
Sometimes you feel undermined as a woman, that, it's as if the decisions that you are taking are emotional, but that is not always the case. Just because you are standing for gender and standing for and protecting women and children and advising on these protection measures does not make you emotional. I want to encourage women to be more involved in standing together. Let us be united. And I want to encourage more young ladies to go and deploy in the peacekeeping operations, to go and make that difference, to go and contribute. Their voice can help those that are voiceless on the ground. If we just stand up and say, okay, we will not allow ourselves to be limited to what is going on, that women are not good enough. We will stand, and one woman at a time, we will change the way people see peacekeeping and, take it to the next level.